Now, for focus on Bihar, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, is he positioning himself to head an umbrella anti-BJP coalition in 2019?
As Nitish Kumar gives a clarion call for what he calls a Sangh Mukt Bharat, we're asking, is such a grand alliance feasible in the fragmented Indian polity? And does the Bihar Chief Minister see himself playing a much bigger national role going forward? Will it be Nitish for PM in 2019?
कि अगर गैर संघवाद नहीं होगा, भाजपा की नीतियों के खिलाफ एक व्यापक गोलबंदी नहीं होगी, तो फिर ये जो जहरीला विचार है, जहर का असर जल्दी होता है, इनका विचार जहरीला है, तो समाज में जहर का असर हो सकता है फैले, तो इसके पहले कि वो जहर फैले, उसका उपाय पहले करना चाहिए और इसके लिए व्यापक गोलबंदी होनी चाहिए।
यू आर यूजिंग वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग लैंग्वेज, यू आर कॉलिंग देयर आइडियोलॉजी एज पॉइजनस. And you are saying before this spreads in the country, everybody has to get together and counter it.
Yes.
And stop it.
I am clear about my thought process and I consider their ideology as poisonous. They are dividing society on communal lines and now on caste lines also. Ab sirf sampradaya ke aadhar par, thodi jaat ke aadhar par bhi kar rahe hain. Kinko jagah mili? देश भर में अगर भाजपा के खिलाफ कोई एक व्यापक गोलबंदी करनी है तो यह कांग्रेस के बिना
नहीं
और लेफ्ट के बिना यह संभव नहीं, मेरी अपनी समझ धारणा. अगर व्यापक गोलबंदी हो गई तो उसके बहुत अच्छे परिणाम मिल जाएंगे, नहीं हुई तो सब लोग सफर करेंगे.
So what does that statement from Nitish Kumar mean, and are we going to see a realignment of political forces? To talk about that, we are now joined by Sambit Patra of the BJP, Ajoy Kumar of the Congress, Ajay Alok of the JDU, and senior journalist Ashok Malik also joins us. Ajay Alok, if I could come to you first. Before we talk about the prospect of what Nitish Kumar is proposing, a grand alliance against the BJP, let me ask you this. Nitish Kumar first takes over as the JDU president and within days of that makes this statement. To many, this is the clearest indication yet that the man is eyeing the top job. So is it going to be Nitish Kumar for PM in 2019?
Well, 2019 is a bit far. And let's not talk about, it's only about being PM. What he's talking about right now, and what he spoke for the first time after becoming a national president, that assumes significance because Nitish Kumar does not talk light. Whatever he says, he means business. Before assuming as a president, he did prohibition and he's now enforcing it. And after assuming position as a president, yesterday he spoke about Gair Sanghavad. It has a broad meaning. He never spoke about BJP Mukt Bharat. What he spoke about? Gair Sanghavad. Why? Because you see, political party has a wider spectrum. But when he's talking about Sangh, he's talking about the divisive politics what Sangh has been preaching all along. What we have been seeing in the last 2 years, which was not there when we were part of the BJP coalition for 17 long years. Because at that point of time, even Sangh and the BJP were controlled by the likes of Advani ji, Vajpayee ji, Murali Manohar Joshi and all the stalwarts, which are nowhere in the scene right now. So what country is facing right now is a divisive policy what is being adopted by the RSS and which we are seeing, which is reflected in the society by the means of propagating their thoughts into universities, into colleges, into society.
Sambit Patra, an attempt to turn the tables from a Congress Mukt Bharat to a Sangh Mukt Bharat?
No, in fact, my friend Ajay Alok was absolutely right when he stated that when Mr. Nitish Kumar is speaking, he means business. I would just add a few more words to it and I would say he means business for himself. That is all. Because remember, Nitish Kumar is a man who in both the situation. Look, there was a time when Nitish Kumar was using poisonous words against Lalu Prasad Yadav. But when he felt that, well, if I forge a relation with Lalu Prasad Yadav, I may become the chief minister of Bihar. And he went ahead with that. He forgot Lalu Prasad Yadav. He forgot all the misdeeds of Mr. Lalu Prasad Yadav. Because he wanted to be the chief minister. Similarly, today he says that RSS is a poisonous ideology. Well, after 17 years of marriage with Bharatiya Janata Party, after working as a minister in the cabinet of one of the RSS pracharaks who became the prime minister, Mr. Atal Vihari Bajpayee, now suddenly, after all these years,
right,
they have realized that RSS has a poisonous ideology. It only means that the ideology of Nitish Kumar, his ambition, is a poisonous ambition. He was a CM, he suddenly wants to jump into the position of PM. Remember,
right.
When suddenly you want to become the PM from CM, you turn up as a Devegowda and nothing else.
All right. Ajay Alok, before we get you to respond to all those accusations that are being hurled at your party leader by Sambit Patra, let me bring in the Congress at this point. Ajoy Kumar, come in here. How would the Congress party respond to Nitish Kumar's proposal? He says all parties need to come together to defeat the BJP in 2019. The question is the Congress willing to accept perhaps Nitish Kumar as a leader of such a grand alliance? That would of course mean Rahul Gandhi taking a back seat.
You know, Naya, first question is, Mr. Nitish Kumar correctly said that it's not the BJP, we are seeing we need a anti-Sangh for a platform, and the fact is because the BJP has disappeared, it's no more, it's the Sangh we should actually, you know, fight elections, and the Pracharaks and Mr. Mohan Bhagwat and Mr. Vaidya and Bhaiyas Joshi and all should pretend and stop pretending. The BJP has got the RSS has got the knack of totally disowning. They said we have no relationship with BJP, we are only the moral supporter, same thing with ABVP, same thing with their magazine like Organizer. But the poisonous ideology, and let's forget the communal agenda of theirs. Even as recently, Mr. Mohan Bhagwat says women in this country should remain as housewives and men should be bread earners, and that's the social contract. So we must get rid of them for their, you know, for their 13th century or 9th century antediluvian, poisonous, social, backward, regressive thoughts. So we need to get rid of the Sanghvadi, which is not only communal.
But Mr. Kumar, you haven't answered my question.
Go ahead.
You haven't answered my question yet. Would Nitish Kumar be acceptable as the leader of a grand alliance that would include the Congress in 2019?
Look, Naya, the fact is that pan-India, the Congress is the single largest party from that perspective. I think what Mr. Nitish Kumar has said is all like-minded people will come on a platform. We build an alliances across. And let me tell you something very interesting. Why are we thinking about, you know, whether who is the leader or who is not the leader? This present NDA government has got 29 allies, and they seem to be finding faults with the other parties coming together. This existing 2014 NDA is an ally of 29 parties when they fought 2015, now 7-8 of these allies have disappeared. By 2019, most of them will go away. You see the way the Shiv Sena has been speaking against them. The issue is we need all people good or positive thinking to fight the poisonous philosophy of the RSS,
right,
which is anti-women, which is anti-Dalit, which is anti-backward,
anti-Adivasi,
and anti-people.
What you're trying to say is also that there's many a slip between cup and lip. There's a long time to go. If I can get Ashok Malik in. Ashok Malik, is it jumping the gun when we're talking about 2019, or is this Nitish Kumar's attempt to get some kind of a platform for Uttar Pradesh 2017?
No, I don't think Nitish Kumar is much of a factor in Uttar Pradesh, to be fair. Nitish Kumar is a senior politician. He's now into his third term as chief minister. He has every right to position himself as a potential prime minister. I think with Mr. Rahul Gandhi's political career not quite taking off, the Congress would be quite happy to back him as well. And if a campaign has to start for Nitish Kumar, it has to start in 2017 or thereabouts, because it takes about 2 years to build up a national campaign. Having said that, I think there's one fundamental dichotomy he's facing, which is that while the left, the Congress and the JDU together can form an alliance, there are many strong opposition parties, non-BJP parties, that are uncomfortable with doing business with the CPM and or the Congress. For example, Mamata Banerjee cannot be part of this association, and she's fairly strong. I suspect Naveen Patnaik can't be part of this association because he takes on the Congress in his state, Odisha. The Aam Aadmi Party would not want to be part of an alliance with the Communist and with the Congress as well. So this grand alliance against the BJP or against the Sangh or Sanghwad or whatever is easy to formulate in theory. But in practice, there are these practical challenges.
Right. Though, of course, politics is the art of the possible. We saw Lalu and Nitish coming together for the Bihar polls, which many had thought was unthinkable. And you've also had the left and the Congress joining hands for the West Bengal election, something that had never happened before. But let me take that to Ajay Alok of the JDU. Mr. Alok, you heard what Ashok Malik there said, that how are you going to really make such a grand alliance a reality? For example, would a Mamata ever want to join hands with the left? Also respond to what Samit Patra said earlier, talking about the poison of Nitish Kumar's ambitions, as he put it. Also, he says, what business does Nitish Kumar have of talking of a Sangh Mukt Bharat when he was in an alliance with the BJP for 17 years?
I don't understand one thing today. Since morning, I'm on television and I've been giving bites. I mean, why BJP is getting jittery when Nitish Kumar talks of Sangh Mukt Bharat? Is Sangh ruling the country today? That's what they want to prove. Then why Sangh has been telling all along that we have nothing to do with BJP? This is the hypocrisy which is today being exposed. And that is one of the big reasons why this statement came yesterday, to expose the hypocrisy. Number two, what Mr. Samit Patra right now said. Let me ask Mrs. Patra, out of 282 MPs they have in the Lok Sabha, how many MPs belong to BJP? Do you know 145 MPs have been imported from other parties? So that clearly states that the politics runs on the present circumstances of the current day what is prevailing. Come 2019, you will see how the politics will play and what the circumstantial changes will lead all the party to come on a grand stage alliance, what we are talking about.
Samit Patra,
and this is not the first time we are talking about. We tried doing it. We tried doing it before Bihar elections. We could not succeed with Samajwadi Party. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to succeed.
Let Mr. Patra respond to what you've been saying.
See, as far as the traps that the JDU or their spokespersons and Mr. Nitish Kumar are trying to lay, I should be wary about it, and I should not fall into their traps and start answering to the questions that they're demanding of us. But rather, let me take off the lid of the real game that is happening behind the scene. The real game is, over here, the assertion as to who the leader would be for 2019 has started, and this ball
that
has,
is your assumption.
It has been pushed into rolling by none other than Nitish Kumar. Let me remind you of an interesting thing which happened after the Bihar election. Immediately before even the government of Bihar was formed, Nitish Kumar was sworn in as the chief minister. Remember, Lalu Prasad Yadav had a press conference, and what did he say in the press conference? He said in press conference, I quote, "Ab Nitish Kumar ji yahan ke chief minister ban gaye hain. Hum Nitish ji ko bolenge, wo Bihar sambhale. Hum apna lalten leke Banaras jayenge aur pura Hindustan mein hum prachar karenge." Matlab, Lalu Prasad Yadav wanted to be the declared chief as the alliance would see him across the country. But what Nitish has done today is, he has in fact unseated Lalu. He has in fact pushed Lalu to a corner. Before Lalu ji can claim anything as far as the leadership is concerned, Nitish Kumar has jumped the
bandwagon. So why you are concerned,
and in fact, he has said that, look, I am the one. As far as Lalu, I'll answer that.
Why BJP is worried about that?
As far as Rahul is concerned, Sir, I was not speaking in when you were speaking. As far as Rahul is concerned, let me tell you, let me borrow a few words of what Mr. Arun Jaitley rightly said. Congress has become the tail end of any coalition. Because if you have to save Rahul's dipping grace, the only thing is just attach the wagon with any train that is moving.
Right.
Because Congress's train is the only train which is in the dumpyard of the railway
Why
station.
Why don't you speak of Sangh in the BJP
anywhere.
Relations?
So any train which is moving, just attach Rahul Gandhi's wagon to that train.
Ajoy
so
Kumar,
obsessed with Congress and Rahul Gandhi.
Okay, Ajoy Kumar, come in here at this point, since Rahul Gandhi is under attack, and also respond to what Ashok Malik was talking about some time back, that perhaps, you know, it is all very well to talk about this grand alliance, but really, how are those internal contradictions going to play out? Is it a real possibility? Can we ever see a Mamata, for example, doing business with the left? So is it easier said than done?
You know, it's easier to do business. Let me counter with Ashok. So it's easier to do business maybe with Mamata than for the Shiv Sena to do business with BJP the way they are going. So Ashok should be doing an editorial piece on what is the relationship between Shiv Sena and look at the alliances. The Mr. Jaitley seems to forget history so conveniently, because as BJP, they all seem to read Amar Chitra comics for history. What is the PDP situation in Kashmir? They are the senior partner or the junior partner? What are they going to do in all the places across India? And the way the Bharatiya Janata Party took 100, like Ajay Alok correctly said, 145 MPs from other parties because they couldn't get a single Sangwad Pracharak to fight elections. They took 100 guys from Congress. And as things move, the people will realize what bunch of frauds the Bharatiya Janata Party and the RSS
guys
are.
In Congress.
And the only, no, and the BJP, the only good Pracharaks left are in the Margdarshak Mandal. No, Margdarshak Mandal is Murli Manohar Joshi ji, Advani ji, all their good people they have sent to the Margdarshak Mandal.
Okay.
Margdarshan, they have no interest of listening.
Since you're asking so, Mr. Ashok Malik to write an editorial piece on this, let me go to Mr. Malik. Mr. Malik, what about the BJP now?
But let me, Amitabh,
like the JDU is pointing out in the center itself, the allies may or may not drift away in 2 or 3 years. What about, say, the Shiv Sena itself, a key ally, a traditional ally, and now the PDP? There are problems.
I'm very happy that at the praise of Mr. Murli Manohar Joshi, Mr. Advani and the Shiv Sena have got from the Congress spokesperson. If this heralds a new alliance, it would really shake up this country.
That would be quite an alliance, wouldn't it?
Ashok, it's not a praise. It's just showing the Ashok. Yeah, it's not a praise. It's a mirror show being shown.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough, Ajay. Just give me a moment. See, what Mr. Nitish Kumar is trying to suggest is a mirror image of the anti-Congress alliances of the past. Now, let us look at the three most successful anti-Congress elections. One, 77, second, 89, which put up VP Singh, and third, 2014. In all three elections, Mr. Nitish Kumar talks of anti-Sangwad. In all three elections, the Sangh Parivar network was actually very, very important. I'm not saying it was alone important. The socialists played a great role in 77. Federal regional parties and the communists played a role in VP Singh's victory in 89. The incremental non-Sangh voter played a role in Modi's victory in 2014. But the Sangh network, which is a pan-Indian network, was very important in all three victories, all three defeats of the Congress. Now, my point is, with the Congress's all-India footprint slipping, and even Ajay will acknowledge this is not what it used to be, and with the communists also slipping from their peak of 89 or 90 when they controlled Bengal and Kerala in a big way, and had a presence in UP and Bihar as well. Where is the all-India network that Nitish Kumar and will build on? Just regional
Let's
parties is not
now.
Enough. You need a pan-Indian network to build upon.
We have very little time left. We have very little time left. Quick closing comments from all our panelists. Mr. Kumar, give me 1 second. Ajay Alok, quickly answer that question raised by Ashok Malik. Can Nitish Kumar really emerge as a rallying point, a rallying figure, somebody who can bring all these parties together in 2019? Is that a real possibility?
I just like to sum it up in one line. I traveled alone on the path. I kept on traveling and there was a convoy I never came to know. Wait for 2019, there will be a convoy. And then we'll have a discussion.
Quick closing comments from Ajoy Kumar and Samit Patra as well. Ajoy, go ahead.
You know, first of all, the problem with the most of the political discourses is we think that everything is linear. The Congress is going to definitely bounce back the way things are changing in Bengal and other places. And as Ajay correctly said in 19, forces will build. And the second part is UPA 1 and UPA 2 was a coalition of over 11 to 17 parties. So I mean to believe that those kind of coalitions don't work. The present NDA is 27, 29 parties. So we will see. And I think if people are understanding, we are sure to gain force. The force will be with us, I'm sure.
Yes. In fact, my good friend Ajay Kumar gave a suggestion to Mr. Malik about what editorial he should write. I would just suggest the heading of the editorial, dump the ideology, grab the reins of India. In fact, that's what Mr. Ajay Kumar was suggesting right now. Yes, Mamata and left can work together. And that's the sum of the question. I mean, ideology is not important. It is power which is important.
That
and as far as
convoy
is concerned, Mr. Ajay Alok,
who was talking,
as far as convoy is concerned, remember,
BJP spokesperson Ajay Kumar,
the frustration is evident in the debate as well.
Ajay Alok of the JDU and Ashok Malik, this will continue for the next 2 or 3 years at least. And as they say in politics, you can never say anyone's a permanent friend or permanent enemy.
Absolutely. Never say never in politics. And that's certainly an interesting note to end on, with Sambit Patra suggesting a title for Ashok Malik's next editorial piece. And of course, Ajoy Kumar seems to think the force will be with them. Well, that's it from us then. Thanks very much for watching and thanks to all our panelists.
Good night.